Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is the Soundcheck Podcast. Approved electronic devices may now be used.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. Singer and keyboardist Christine Young writes dramatic, intense songs that catch the ear, and that has put her in some pretty good company. David Bowie has co-written a song with her. Bowie's longtime producer, Tony Visconti, now produces her albums. Dave Grohl of the Foo Fighters is all over her forthcoming record, and the singer Morrissey has once again tabbed her as the opening act for his upcoming American tour. So it's a busy spring for Christine Young, and she's brought her band into the Soundcheck studio to play some of her new songs. This first one is called This Is War. That is Christine Young and her band live on Soundcheck and the song This Is War. It's the lead-off track on the forthcoming record by Christine Young called The Knife Shift. That comes out on May 4th. Christine Young playing the keyboards and singing, Megan X. Thomas on bass, and baby Jeff White behind our drum kit. A lot of noise for just three people. Christine, good to see you again.
Yes, noise. Thank you.
So you told us when you were still in the process of making this record that you were trying to sort of capture the sound of the music you liked when you were growing up in St. Louis.
Yeah.
What was that music?
Well, I mean, I've always liked a wide range of music. I like the freedom that music, I feel that music used to have a little more of or whatever. I felt more freedom back then. And I mean, specifically, probably this film, it was even old when I was when I was young, but like we used to, it was like this tape, we used to pass it around from kid to kid.
What film is that?
Erg, A Music War. And it had like just a wide variety of artists, and they were all very colorful and very different. And I feel like in some way, like I'm influenced by every single one of those bands on that.
You know, I've never seen Erg, although I've heard of it. I mean, you know, it's just one of those things. I mean, it's got like The Police and XTC and
Klaus Nomi, yes.
Devo, Gary mm-hmm. Newman, all this Gang of Four.
Yes.
So that was like
Dead Kennedys. Like, yes.
I mean, it's just like an astonishing kind of lineup of great music of the early 80s, I guess.
Yes. I mean, it's such a special film.
And is it, like, out there? Can people still watch? I mean,
yeah,
you talk
I just
about
ordered it.
Oh,
so,
really?
Yeah, it's on DVD now. It took years, I guess. I don't know why.
Well,
I expect
anything with all that music,
yes,
is going to be a right nightmare.
Yes.
Yeah. So is there anything else, or is it just like a series of music performances? Is there some kind of narrative thread that ties it all together?
No, I think it's performances in about four different cities, like London, LA, New York, and maybe, I can't remember, but someplace else. And that's what's so wonderful about it. And the audiences are so great, too. I love looking at the audiences of that time, too.
So this was something that you and your friends would kind of like pass around.
Yes.
Did you have, growing up in St. Louis, was there much of a music scene other than that? I mean, was there a radio station that was playing anything cool or anything notable?
I mean, not really. I mean, it has its community station, as places do. Mm-hmm. But it's a lot of it was very marginalized. I mean, like any place that is particularly, I feel, conventional or conservative, I feel there's a big kickback to that. There's always a small group of people that really kicks back to that. And that's, I feel like I was familiar with that.
Yeah. So the left end of the dial,
yes,
where the community and the NPR station. Now, the song you just played, This Is War, mentions NPR at one point.
It does mention NPR.
You know,
NPR.
You're the talk of NPR, yeah. And your sound is climbing the charts. Who is that song aimed at?
Well, I don't know. I was thinking about people that we go to war with often. If you look at it from afar, mm-hmm, it's hard to tell that you hate these people because it looks like your culture almost becomes consumed with these people, and we know everything about them, and
we think.
A lot of times there's the sound of their music, you know, gets into the pop music, and we talk about them all the time, and we know everything, and then our soldiers will have babies with them, so they'll become us, you know.
Mm.
So it almost looks like love sometimes, you know, or
Now, am I remembering correctly that you're part Apache?
Yes, my mother.
So that, you know, that sense of the other with a capital O, mm-hmm, becoming part of us, you've got that in your DNA.
Yes.
Has that, yes. I mean, do you work with that? Has that affected the way you make music in any way?
I don't really know because I didn't grow up with my birth parents. I can only surmise, you know, some of that.
Yeah.
Like what?
Well, so a lot of this album, you know, there's this song that you're going to do for us next called Jealous of Loved Children. Is that part of the experience of growing up, you know, in foster care and
yes,
stuff?
Yes. It's growing up, but it's also now, you know, like I talk about how we really always are children, you know, in a way, and just feeling like you're not the loved one, you know, in some way, and looking at the ones that are. But yeah, definitely it was about the foster home I grew up in.
Is that, you know, is that different for you to write something that's that kind of clearly autobiographical, or do you draw on that a lot?
I do, but maybe not so obviously. Like, I felt like with a lot of this album, I wanted to do that. I felt like people now are talking about a lot of things, you know, very blatantly, very out there. But for some reason, I don't hear a lot of that in music. And I just wanted to be very conscious about putting that in songs. And so that maybe that's part of it.
Okay. The album will be called The Knife Shift. It comes out on May 4th from my guest, Christine Young. Dave Grohl plays drums and guitar on this record. How did that happen?
Yes. Well, he guest hosted on Chelsea Lately, this TV show, Chelsea Lately.
Yeah.
And there is a writer on Chelsea Lately that comes to a lot of my shows, and I guess they hit it off, and she made a mixtape for him. They hit it off, like, musically. They talked a lot about music. And one of my songs was on this mixtape, and I guess he liked it, and he looked me up on YouTube, and then we started emailing, and at that very time, I was making this record, and my drummer had just fallen away. Not Jeff, it was somebody else at the time.
Uh-huh.
But I said, oh, so would you like to play drums on this record? And, you know, luckily he said yes.
And he said yes, but only if I can play guitar too? Or?
No. That came later. It felt, we just clicked. I know it sounds ridiculous, but, like, we just, like, clicked almost immediately. He knows all these references and everything. Yeah. And, like, we have very similar taste in a lot of that. And so after the drumming session, it was like, you want to play some guitar? Yes. So that's how it happened.
All right. So Dave Grohl of the Foo Fighters, and before that from Nirvana, is on Christine Young's forthcoming record, The Knife Shift. But she's here today with Megan Thomas on bass and baby Jeff White behind the drums. You want to play this song?
Yes.
It's called Jealous of Loved Children. It's new from Christine Young. She is playing with the band every Wednesday this month here in New York at Bowery Electric. That's before heading out opening for Morrissey on his American tour later in the spring. Every Wednesday in April at Bowery Electric, she and the band playing for us live now here in the Soundcheck studio.
Yeah!
Christine Young and her band live on Soundcheck. Jealous of Loved Children is the name of that song, which will appear on her forthcoming record, The Knife Shift, which comes out in May. Christine Young and Megan X. Thomas on bass, Baby Jeff White on drums. Christine is performing every Wednesday night in April here in New York at Bowery Electric, and then, as she has often done in the past, is opening for Morrissey on his big American tour. For you WDET listeners, Christine and Morrissey and the whole gang will be at the James Whiting Auditorium in Flint, Michigan on June 14th. And here in New York, they'll be at the Barclays Center on June 21st. But Christine and company are here with us on Soundcheck today. Let's hear another song. This one's called The Pictures of Sasha Gray. The Pictures of Sasha Gray is the name of that song. Another new one from Christine Young, singing and playing the keyboard, Megan X. Thomas on bass and a bit of backing vocals, Baby Jeff White behind our drum kit. The album called The Knife Shift, coming out on May 4th, will include that song. There are some interesting vocal things happening there. A couple of those, like, kind of quavery things you expect to hear in, like...
Like an animal?
Persian, or, well, I was going to say Persian music, but okay, in the Wild Kingdom, I suppose.
Sometimes after I sing and I'm like, I just feel like I was an animal.
So did you study any... I mean, it seems like every time I think, oh, she's gotten to the... uppermost part of her register, you seem to have like another note above that. Have you studied operatically?
Honestly, I was just born with a strange range, you know, that's I'm like a freak like that. But yeah, I remember when I was a child and I discovered I could do that, I would like, hey, listen to what I could do. And but yeah, it's no training or anything.
Well, I mean, there was even a moment there where you sort of like almost split your voice into the kind of a nasal sort of Balkan-sounding voice alternating with your more regular chest voice. So
I love different timbres.
Yeah. So you will be heading out once again with Morrissey on his American tour.
Mm-hmm.
Have you read his autobiography?
I have.
Are you in it? I haven't read it. So
I am in it. I have a very nice passage in it.
Oh, good.
Not to worry.
Okay. I mean, as soon as the question was out of my mouth, I was like, maybe I shouldn't have asked that.
It could very much go either way, but like, I was lucky.
You know, we did a Morrissey book club here at Soundcheck.
Really?
I begged off. The rest of the staff started it, and then one by one fell by the wayside, but... Joel,
what does that mean, Morrissey Book Club?
A book club, you know, where everyone sits around and reads the book together and then...
And so
Joel, our executive producer, would blog about it every week and everyone was supposed to be at page 150 by this date and page 300 by that date. And when I saw the number of pages, I was like, no way. But did you enjoy it?
Oh, I loved it.
Okay.
Yes, it's very dramatic.
Well, let's get less dramatic then, because Christine, one of the things that we are beginning to do on Soundcheck this month is to assemble our Sleepy Time music project. So
okay.
I would like to know from you, a suggestion from you of a piece of music that you think is good for going to sleep. First of all, do you use music to go to sleep at night?
No, I don't.
Yeah, we're finding that a lot, actually, with musicians. But if you were to suggest something to us... What would you, where would you go?
Well, I love Brahms a lot. And sometimes Brahms can be very, not the typical.
The symphonies.
Yes, or the lullaby or whatever.
Oh, right. He did that, yeah.
Yes, but I maybe that's not even good to go to sleep by because it still can be very dramatic and like.
Well, you know, those intermezzos that he wrote, the mm-hmm. Opus 118, those actually are, those would be pretty great pieces of late night music.
And his songs are so beautiful. I love Mädchenlied in particular.
Uh-huh. All right. So Brahms, not the famous lullaby, but some of the deep cuts.
That can go to hell.
Christine Young with me here in the Soundcheck studio. She's at Bowery Electric here in New York every Wednesday night in the month of April. And then opening for Morrissey, Flint, Michigan on June 14th at the James Whiting Auditorium, back here in New York at the Barclay Center in Brooklyn on June 21st, and wherever else the tour takes you around the late spring, early summer. Christine, great to see you again, and congratulations on the forthcoming record.
Thank you. It was a lot of fun talking to you.
Thanks for listening. Stay connected by subscribing to the Soundcheck podcast on iTunes. Follow us on Twitter and Facebook, and download the new WNYC mobile app for free. See you next time. I'm John Schaefer.